Hello and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada. I'm Kevin and we are continuing our look at African Cup 2021 players. So we're today doing Comoros. Okay, and just a note to YouTube listeners, we have a simple graphic that we use. We organize the players based on their recent participation mostly into definite, likely, possible, but unlikely, seems to be off the squad, retired, injured, or new. And you can, if you want to, skip to the end of the video if you want just kind of a summary of the players we think who would likely be starting. And for audio listeners, we'll try to repeat the name of each player we deal with a few times so that you become familiar with them, especially the players that we expect to see in the tournament. And also, you can skip to the end if you just want kind of a shorter version. So let us begin with the manager. And the manager is Amir Abdou. So Amir Abdou is born in France, but I believe he is from Comoros. He's a native of Comoros. He's a citizen of both, and he has been with the Comoros national team since 2014. So that's the longest standing manager in the tournament. I believe he was a social worker in France in the past and was invited to coach the team because he coached some maybe amateur teams or smaller teams in France before. But he did actually, during his tenure with Comoros, coach, sorry, Nouadhibou in Mauritania in 2020 and 2021. So he has that experience, but they seem to like him well enough because they've kept him since 2014, and he'll be leading them through this tournament. Okay, let's move on to goalkeepers, and we have two candidates who we consider definite, and then one who we consider likely but not possible. So that means they'll probably bring in a goalkeeper. We'll see. Ali Ahamada is the one of the definite candidates. Ali Ahamada played four of their six games in 2021. They did not play World Cup qualifying games because they didn't pass the preliminary stage there. So they only played six games in 2021. And he played four of them. So he's actually 30 years old and has 27 caps, born in, sorry, been with the team since 1916. Good heavens, I'm way out to lunch here. He's been with the team since 2016. And he was with Brann in Norway and then another club in Norway, but is currently unattached. So maybe hoping to find a team through his exposure in this tournament. The next likely, sorry, the next definite candidate, we should maybe use the word confident, we're confident that they will be on the squad, is Salim Ben Boina. So Salim Ben Boina, I believe it's pronounced. Salim Ben Boina also played four of their six games in 2021, so he must have subbed in a couple of times. And he played the last one. So maybe he's the more likely starter, having been the most recent starting keeper. He's also 30 years old, and he's been with the team since 2015, but has 15 caps. That's 12 fewer than Ali Ahamada. He plays for Martigues in France, and he was born in France and has always played for clubs in France. All right, and finally we have a possible but unlikely candidate in Moyad Ousseni. I've listed him as possible but unlikely, because he didn't play any of their six games in 2021 and was only on the bench for one of these. So as far as I know, they were bringing two keepers to their games in 2021, because or unless there was somebody else on the bench who for some reason didn't make the Soccer Files, didn't make our radar. Anyway, Moya Aduseni is 28 years old, and he's just been with the team since 2021, and I have him down for one cap here, so maybe he played a friendly towards the end. He's with Fréjus in France, also born in France. So let us see what they selected in terms of goalkeepers, and I see they selected all three of these. So Salim Ben Boina, I'm going to put as the most likely starting keeper, but Ali Ahamadi as a possible starter. But I think Moya Aduseni will definitely be on the bench as a substitute. Okay, let us move on to defenders. And we'll begin with central defenders. And we have one candidate as a possible, and then a few candidates as not likely. So, again, kind of short on players there. But the possible candidate is Youn Zahari. Youn Zahari played four of their six games in 2021, but he wasn't selected for the two others. He is 23 years old and has been with the team since 2019 and only has four caps. That can't be right, because he had four caps in 2021. Anyway, he has maybe four or five or a few more caps if he was with the team in 2019. He plays for Cholet in France right now, and he is a possible candidate. So Youn Zahari is the name. And we also have Safwan Mbai. But we consider him possible, but unlikely. I'd better give a bit of information about him, because they're obviously going to need more than one central defender. So he earned his first cap in September and played one of their remaining four games in 2021, but he wasn't selected for the last three matches. He also plays and was born in France. Now, off the team, or it seems to be off the team, is El Omar Fardy. The only appearance he made was in an unofficial Arab Cup qualifying game. So I'll get more details if he's selected. He's just 19 years old. And Ahmed Soilhi. It also seems to be off the squad. He last appeared for the national team in November 2020, so he's 25 years old and has just four caps since 2017, another player born in France. So I'm not sure where their centre-backs, who was playing centre-back during that time. Maybe it's someone from a different position coming over, but that's not enough centre-backs. And when I look and see who's selected, we only have the first one, Youn Zahari. So he would obviously be a starter if he's the only centre-back. And they have added one to the roster, a new player. His name is Alex Suahi. But they actually only added him. They selected the 26-man... They selected a 26-man final squad, and then they added two players almost as an afterthought in the end. And Alexis Suahi was one of those added. So I'm not sure if he was intended as a starting central defender. To be honest, I'm a bit baffled about what they do for central defenders here, but maybe we'll find more names below who shift over to play central defence. Alexis Suahi had his first appearance on the bench in November 2021, and played one of their two remaining games there. So that was his only cap for the national team. And he actually plays in America for New Mexico United in USA, another player born in France. So I'm going to put him as a substitute because he seemed to be kind of an afterthought there. But we'll try to figure out what they're doing for central defenders. Those are all the players, however, who are coded as central defenders. In the left-back position, we have one player who is coded as a left-back, and we consider him likely. He played the last two of their six games in 2021, and he was injured for two of those six games as well. So he's 30 years old and has 30 caps and one goal, and he's been with the team since 2014. And he plays for Ajaccio or Ajaccio in France, and another player born in France who has spent his whole career in France. He played with Nantes for 5 years between 2010 and 15, and then with Caen. Okay, so that's all we have for designated left backs. So I suppose we'd have to put him as the starter there, or consider him the starter based on our information. However, we do have a lot more players in the right back position. So we start with two definite candidates. Kassim Mdahoma. Kassim Mdahoma is played all six of their games in 2021. He's 24 years old and has been with the team since 2017, and he has 17 caps and zero goals. He plays for Avranches in France, and he too was born in France. The next one is Benjaloud Youssef, who we also consider a definite candidate, and Benjaloud Youssef also played all of their six games in 2021. He's 27 years old and has been with the team since 2015 and has 27 caps and one goal. He plays for Le Mans in France, and he was born in France, as so many of these players are. That's Benjaloud Youssef, a definite candidate in our opinion. We also have a likely candidate, so I wonder if these are some of the players who are shifting to central defence to cover that position. The likely candidate is Kassim Abdallah, and he played three of their six games in 2021 and was on the bench for two and not selected for one. And again, he was born in France and plays for Atletico Marseille. But he did play in Saudi Arabia for a season before that in 2017 and 18. He's 34 years old, is Kassim Abdallah, and he has 29 caps and one goal and has been with Comoros since 2007. So a likely candidate there. We also have a possible candidate in Kassim Amahada. Kassim Amahada played two of their games in 2021 and was on the bench for one of those. And he has 10 caps since 2011, so doesn't seem to be a starter there. And was born in 1992, so he was 29 years old. He also plays in France, although he wasn't born there. He was born in Mayotte, but he plays for Créteil in France. Possible but unlikely is Abdallah Ali Mohamed is considered possible but unlikely. He plays in Switzerland, but he didn't play any of their games in 2021, but was on the bench for three of them. And Hakim Diaha seems to be off the squad, so we won't talk about him He also played in an unofficial Arab Cup qualifier, but we'll talk about him more if he is selected. And let us see. So a lot of right backs to choose from here. And as I say, maybe some of them are moving to other positions. So our two definite candidates, Kassim Ndahoma and Benjaloud Youssef, both selected. And also Kassim Abdallah, the likely candidate, is selected. And Kassim Ahamada, the possible candidate, is not selected. But Abdallah Ali Mohammed, or possible but unlikely candidate, is selected. So I'm really not sure what to say in terms of starters and substitutes. But because the first three players were on the field all at the same time for most of their, the first two were on the field for both of their qualifiers, I'm guessing one of them moves over to central defence as a starter. So I'm going to consider both of them starters. And Kassim Abdallah played three of their games in 2021. So I'll consider him and Abdallah Ali Mohammed as substitutes. Okay, we have a couple of names they're just listed as defenders. So that usually means they haven't played a lot for the team. So nobody is really sure of their position. And I'll just mention them by name, and if they're selected, I'll talk about them more. So Mohamed Chamoun is one, and Haim Ibrahim is the other, and both of them seem to be off the squad, having played none of their six games and only appearing in that Arab Cup qualifying game. And just checking over, I see neither of them were selected. So that was not really worth the time we spent on it, was it? Okay, we'll begin with a... just a moment here. We'll begin with defensive midfielders as we move into the midfielder. So here we have actually one... definite or confident, we're confident that he'll be there. And then we have three likelies. So Yassine Bourhain played five of their six games in 2021, and he was on the bench for the other. So Yassine Bourhain seems like a definite candidate. He's 23 years old, and he's been with the team since 2020 and has seven caps. And he was born in France, but plays for Go Ahead Eagles in Netherlands, and then was with French teams before that. The next one, defensive midfielder, is Najim Abdou. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of these guys are actually moving back into central defence. Najim Abdou is the captain, and he played three of their six games in 2021. But was on the bench for three others. So we have him as likely. He plays for Martigues in France, but he actually played for Millwall in England for 10 years before that. And he's sometimes known as Jimmy Abdou, but he is 37 years old now, which maybe explains why he's not always starting. And he's been with the team since 2010. And I believe he is their most capped player with 34 caps. Next, another likely candidate is Nakibu Abukari. Nakibu Abubakari played two of their games in 2021, but he was on the bench for all four others. So he's 28 years old and has been with the team since 2011, a long time with the team, but in that time only eight caps. So another player born in France and playing for a small club in France. Next one is Ayad Mohammed, also a likely candidate. Iyad Mohammed earned his first cap in September, but went on to play all four remaining games in 2021. And he is just 20 years old. And those first caps, of course, were his only ones for the team since 2021. And he plays for Auxerre in France. Okay, so again, a lot of those guys are seeing game time, so maybe playing as central defenders. We have one possible candidate in Rafadine Abdullah. Well, Rafadine Abdullah played two of their games in 2021, but he was also injured for two and not selected for the last two matches. So he's 27 years old and has 12 caps since 2016. And he, I believe there was a player before who played for Stade Lausanne in Switzerland. He's also with them, but he was born in France. And then one player we consider to be off the team, but we'll just mention his name and in case he's chosen, is Ankoub Mzee Ali. Ankoub Mzee Ali. And we'll give more information about him if he's selected. Let us see who among these defensive midfielders were selected. And it turns out most of them were. So Yassine Bourhan, and we'll put him as a starter because he played all six games. No, he played five of their six games. And Najim Abdou, Nakibu Abubakari, and Iyad Mohammed. I'm going to put them all as maybes here because I suspect some of them move back to central defence. And even our possible candidate, Rafadine Abdullah, made the squad, but I'll code him as a substitute there just based on the information we have. But Ankoub Mzee Ali did not make the squad. We also have central midfielders and two definite candidates here. So the first one is Fouad Bachirou. Fouad Bachirou played all six of their games in 2021, and he is 31 years old and has 29 caps. He's been with the team since 2014, and he was born in France, but he hasn't played there recently. He started his career there, actually, with Paris Saint-Germain in France, with their youth club. But he soon moved on and played actually in Scotland and then a couple of clubs in Sweden and played for Nottingham Forest in England and is now with Ammonia in Cyprus. So kind of traveling around Europe is Fouad Bachirou. And I was wrong about the captain having the most caps there. The captain, Nadim. I'm trying to find it here. Anyway, I was wrong because this player, Youssef Mchanga, actually has more caps. He has 43 caps and 9 goals, and he played all six of their games in 2021. And he is 31 years old, Youssef Mchangama, and he's been with the team since 2010. And he has 43 caps and actually 9 goals. So that's a good haul for a central midfielder. And he's played for several clubs in France. Is currently with Guingamp in France and was with Grenoble Foot before that. But he's also played in Algeria and England, although mostly in France. He was born in France. So let's see if both of those made it, and no surprise that both of them did make it, and I'm guessing both of them would be starters. But there we have a lot of central and defensive midfielders, so that probably answers our question about the lack of central defenders right there. Okay, so we have one player coded as a left midfielder at the possible level, and that's Mohamed Youssouf. So Mohamed Youssouf played three of their six games in 2021, but he wasn't selected for the three others, including the last two, which is why we've coded him as possible. He's 33 years old, and he's been with Comoros since 2011, and has 28 caps and two goals. And he also plays for Ajaccio in France, or Ajaccio, but he was with several clubs in Greece before that. So he is possible. And we're going to move on to a couple of other positions before we check. But right midfielders, there's actually no players coded as a right midfielder. So I guess we might as well check now before moving on to wingers on Mohamed Youssouf. And Mohamed Youssouf did make the team, but one of the sources I checked listed him as a defender. But the main source, the default source I use for positions has him as a left midfielder. Of course, we know these players do sometimes move around also. All right, let's move on to left wingers. And we have two definite candidates for left wingers. Saïd Bakary as a definite candidate. Saïd Bakary played all six of their games in 2021. And he is 27 years old and has been with Comoros since 2017. And he has 19 caps, but no goals. And he plays for Walwick in the Netherlands. And he also played in Belgium and France. So a definite candidate, or at least we're confident that he'll be a starter. It would be a surprise if he wasn't, as it were. And next is Faiz Selemani. Sorry, I'm sorting out my graphics there. Faiz Selemani had played all six of their games in 2021 and scored one of their four goals also. So we consider him a definite candidate. Born in France, he is 28 years old and has 16 caps and two goals since 2017, which was when he joined the team. And he plays for Kortrijk in Belgium. And he is born in France and mostly played in France until he moved to Belgium. Our third and final candidate as left winger is the at the possible level, and it's Ali Mahdi. So Ali Mahdi is played one of their six games in 2021, but he was on the bench for four others, and he's 31 years old with 29 caps and no goals, and he's been with the squad since 2010. And he also plays for a small club in France. I've never actually heard of it. Andres U in France, he plays. But he's also played in Morocco and, let me see, just other clubs in France there. So a possible candidate. So let's check and see among these players who made it. And all three. Hang on, I'm going to just have a sip of water here. All right, sorry about that. So, Saïd Bakary and Faiz Selemani and Ali Mahdi, who will regard as a substitute. Whereas Saïd Bakary and Faiz Selemani look like starters, probably, but not both on the left wing. So we can expect maybe to see them in different positions. All right, moving on to right wingers. We also have a definite candidate there, and it's El Fardou Ben Nabouhaim. So El Fardou Ben Nabouhane played five of their six games in 2021 and scored one of their goals in qualifying. And he actually has an impressive goals record of 15 goals in his 28 caps. So that's more than one goal a game. So we'll probably be looking at him as their main scorer here, but we'll check and see what the forwards look like. He is 32 years old and has been on the squad since 2014. One of the few players who wasn't born in France, but he was born in Mayotte, which I know is an island near Comoros, but I'm not dead sure of what the political situation is with Mayotte. I think there's some connection between the two, but I got to confess, I'm not really sure what that connection is. Anyway, he plays for fairly big clubs with Red Star Belgrade in Serbia and with Olympiacos in Greece before that. But it seems like he grew up in France because he was with French youth clubs. In the 2019 African Cup qualification, he scored five of their eight goals. So it looks like he's their main scorer there. That is El Fardou Ben Nabouhane. At the possible level, we have Nasser Chamed. Nasser Chamed played three of their six games in 2021, including the last two, and was on the bench for one other. And he's 28 years old, and he's been with the team since 2015 and has 22 caps and one goal. And he plays for Gazmetan in Romania, but played for clubs in France before that. Okay, and our last possible candidate, or our last right-winger candidate altogether, is also at the possible level, and his name is Hussein Zakouani. Hussein Zakouani actually has no caps for the national team. I think he got one maybe in a friendly leading up to the tournament, but he didn't play any of their six games that we were looking at in 2021. However, he played no caps but was on the bench for the last two, so maybe they're bringing him into the squad here. And he plays for Jura Sud Foot in France and is 23 years old. And he has, been with the squad since 2020. So that's where his cap came from, a 2020 game. He's 23 years old and born in France. So let's take a look and see which of these players made it. And no surprise that El Fardou Ben Nabouhane is on the squad, and I would guess as a starter, since he looks like their main scorer. And Nasser Chamed also made the squad. I'm going to put him as a substitute because he only played three of their games, but it's possible that he could start because he did play the last two of their games. Unfortunately, though, Hussein Zakouani did not make the squad. All right, let's move on to the forward line. And we include attacking midfielders in the forward line. So let's look at them first. And at the likely level is Ahmed Mogni. So Ahmed Mogni played... we should put him at the definite level because he played all six of their games in 2021. And he's 30 years old, and he's been with Comoros since 2015. And he has 16 caps and two goals. And he plays with a smaller club in France, Annecy. And he was born in France also. We have a likely candidate in Djelmaladine Atoyi, a possible candidate. Djelmaladine Atoyi played only the last of their six games in 2021, and he wasn't selected for the five others, even though he's been on the squad since 2017. So the 24-year-old has earned only three caps in his time with Comoros, and he plays for Troyes in France for the last 5 years, but he was actually born in Mayo also. All right, and the last candidate we have here is one who seems to be off the squad. It's Abdurrahim Moina. So we'll talk more about him. He's just 21 years old and has one cap with the squad, and we'll talk about him if he is selected. So let's look at the player coded as a secondary striker before we check to see who of these made it. And it's Mohamed Nchangama. And we actually have him as a possible but unlikely. So Mohamed Nchangama played one of their six games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other, but he wasn't selected for the last four matches. So we'll talk more about him if he's selected, because he doesn't seem a likely candidate. Okay, let's go back and check and see which of these players made it. So attacking midfielder Ahmed Mogni, who we considered a definite candidate, has made the squad, so we'll consider him a likely starter. But Jalmaladin Atoyi did not make the squad, and nor did Abdurrahim Moina. However, the secondary striker that we listed as possible but unlikely is Mohamed Nchangama, and he did make the squad. So, but we'll put him as a substitute since he didn't play much for the squad in 2021. All right, and finally we deal with forwards. We have quite a few candidates, beginning at the likely level with Faiz Matoua. So Faiz Matoua played three of their six games in 2021, and was on the bench for the three others, and he scored one of their four goals in qualifying. So he's the third player we have who played for Ajaccio in France, and he's just 21 years old and has been with the team since 2020, and he has five caps and that one goal. So he also was born in Mayotte. Okay, we have three possible candidates. The first one we're going to talk about is Lutfi Daoudou. So Lutfi Daoudou only played actually in that unofficial Arab Cup qualifying game. By unofficial there means it isn't recognized by FIFA, and it often isn't counted in their cap count when they're listed. But for the main team, he first appeared on the bench in November 2020 and was on the bench for two of their last remaining games in 2021. So it looks like the qualifying game does count as a cap. It is a FIFA tournament after all, and but that is his only actual appearance on the field. And he plays for a team called Forjani in France, and he's 24 years old. Okay, and Jumoi Musa is also a possible candidate. Jumoi Musa earned his first cap in September, and he was so that was his single game played, and he was on the bench for two others. So he's 22 years old, and he's just got one. He's got one goal with the team. Sorry, I'm kind of at a loss here. I don't know what's wrong with me. He played for he plays for Saint-Priest in France. That's a team I'm not familiar with, and also born in Mayotte. Okay, our last likely candidate is Ibrahim Youssouf, sometimes known as Ibrahim Youssouf Djoudja. Okay, and he played two of their games in 2021, but that was the first two games, and he wasn't selected for the last four matches. So he is 27 years old, and he's the first player on our list who actually plays in Comoros. So he plays for Volcan in Comoros. But he played for Nouadhibo in Mauritania. That's the club that the manager, Abdou, managed in 20 and 21. That's when he was there. So he's been with the team since 2017, but has 23 caps and six goals. So even though he doesn't seem to have played a lot in 2021, he seems to have played a lot of games under this manager. Okay, so that's the end of the possible candidates. And then I'll just throw out a few names as possible but unlikely. So Ibtoihi Hadhara, we consider possible but unlikely. Ibrahim Mahdi, possible but unlikely. And Ahmed Fakira, we think he is off the squad. Again, one of those players who only appeared in that Arab Cup qualifier. So we'll talk about those players more if they're selected. But let's go back and see which of these players made it. So our likely candidate, Faiz Matar, has made the squad. And even though he played just three of their six games, because he's the most prominent forward we have, I'm gonna guess he's a starter, although I'm not very confident about that. Jumoi Musa is the only one of the likely candidates we have that made it. But wait a minute. As I said, there was a 26-man squad, and they kind of tagged on two players at the end. And one of the ones they tagged on was Ibrahim Youssef Juja. So I'll put him as a sub, because once again, he seemed to be more of an afterthought. And I'll also put Jumoi Musa as a sub, because he only played one of their games in 2021. But none of the other players that we listed made it. And that actually brings us to the end of our list. So in terms of discussion, I won't get into a long discussion, but it seems like they have a lot of players in some positions and a real lack of players in others, most concerningly in central defense. So I imagine in qualifying games for this cup and friendlies that players from other positions are coming into the central, have been playing central defense and filling in the gap. So perhaps a lot of players are playing out of position here because they don't have a lot of players to choose from. But let's go back and review what we have. And again, the players we think of as starters are just kind of our logical conclusions based on the information we have, and may be wrong. But probably not wrong is that Amir Abdou, the manager, will take them through the tournament. As for goalkeepers, it looks like Salim Ben Boina is the starter, but it could well be Ali Ahamadi, because they kind of shared duties in 2021. In central defence, the only listed player we have is Yoon Zahari. But we did bring in a new player in Alex Suahi. So perhaps both of those will start, given the lack of central defenders. In left back, we have Chakar Al-Hadour. He's the only player listed as a left back, so we thought he'd be the starter. For right backs, we have two players who look like starters, Kassim Ndahoma and Benjaloud Youssef. But probably one of those will be playing out of position, perhaps in central defence. And we have a lot of defensive midfielders also. Yassine Burhan looks like a definite starter. And then three players who we think quite possibly could start. So captain Najim Abdou, Nakibu Abubakari, and Iyad Mohamed. All of them could be starters. We also have quite a few, just two central midfielders, but they both look like they're starters, with Fouad Bachirou and their biggest veteran, Youssef Nchangama, probably their biggest player there. Left midfield, we have Mohamed Youssouf, and left wing, we have Saeed Bakari and Faiz Salamani. So those three players all look like starters. So presumably some of them will be playing out of position. On the right wing, we have El Fardou Ben Nabouhain. He seems to be their top scorer, so we'll look out for him during the cup. Attacking midfielders, we think Ahmed Mogni will start. And for forwards, they don't look like a lot of starters. So we see Faiz Matoir more for lack of other starters than for his recent record, because he only played three of their six games in 2021. All right, well, that brings us to the end of our look at Comoros players. And I hope the introduction to the players will help you to enjoy your watching of the African Cup that much more. And we are Soccerphiles Canada. And you can find us on our website at soccerphiles.captivate.com. Or you can just search Soccer Files, that's soccer and files with a PH, all one word. If you search that on Google, you should be able to find us. And our Gmail is the same, soccerfiles@gmail.com, if you would like to drop us a line. So thanks so much for listening, and all the best. Enjoy the African Cup. Bye-bye.